play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at United Township High School, they actually started with the starting lineups, and then they'll do the national anthem, so a little bit backwards. So we're here in the dark. They've got two spotlights out on the floor for the teams. And one thing we thought was kind of strange when they started doing this last year, that they have the doors open out at the end. There's lights kind of in the tunnels on each end coming in. But for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, the way they've started throughout the season, Kelsey Legg, a 5'7 junior, Andrea Sampson, 5'7 junior, Chloe McCarthy, 5'9 junior in the post, Javon Mixon, 6 foot senior, Emily Minert, 6 foot senior. They've raised them a little bit. For the Panthers, they will start with Kaylee Walker, 5'4 senior, Madison Meldrum, a 5'8 junior, Bella, they call her, 5'5 freshman, Riley O'Brien, a 6 foot senior, and Brandy LaFontaine, a 5'11 junior. And now they're going to bring us our national anthem here from United Township High School. Pep Band here at United Township High School with our national anthem. Streaks head coach Evan Massey in his 40th season, record of 893 wins, 539 losses. Kerry Walker, the head coach of the United Township Panthers for the second time around. 3 years back at it now, I think, or 4 years maybe back at it. Streaks in there wrote black silver numbers trimmed in white, silver trim on the shorts. United Township in their home whites with black numbers trimmed in orange, orange and black trim down the sides of the uniform. Ready to tip things off here tonight. Emily Minert steps into the center circle of the streets at 6 foot and four. United Township, Riley O'Brien, 6 foot as well. Ready to get things underway here from UT. Tip won by the Panthers in the backcourt. It goes to Bella Sims. Sims on the dribble. Streets come out in a man-to-man defense. Sims out near midcourt. Swings it over left side to Walker. Walker on the dribble. Back to Sims. High post. It goes to O'Brien. Drives right. Goes to the right wing. Gives it to LaFontaine. Swing it over left side to Walker. Three-pointer blocked by Chloe McCarthy. And coming away with a loose ball is, Andrea Sampson. And what happened? It must have got knocked away. It must have gone off of Andrea when it got knocked away. Couldn't see it from this angle. We're on the floor at the opposite end from where the play is going on right now. So UT with the basketball. Walker to inbound, and it comes to Sims out high left side. Bounces high post for O'Brien. Drives right, pulls up with a 12-footer. No good. Rebound tapped out by Emily Miner. It's going to go back to the Panthers as nobody could get that one.
Yeah, Streaks have had a couple opportunities to end this possession and just been incapable. They really need to find some way right here just to get the ball back, just so, because the longer this goes, the better the chances obviously are for UT to put some points on the board.
Sims right wing to LaFontaine. Working against Emily Minard outside the three-point arc. Back out to Sims. Out high left side. It goes to Walker. Backs to Sims right of the center circle in the big UT in the middle of the floor. Sims now on the dribble between the circles, working against Kelsey Legg. 7:07 to play, just underway here. Sims dribbles right. On the switch there, got it to LaFontaine. Can't hit the shot, O'Brien, and Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. And she struggled against us down at our place too early, missed some easy shots, and that was another one.
Yeah, she was just 5 of 13 against us from the field.
1-2-2 zone from the Panthers. Andrea Sampson swings it over to Kelsey Legg, left wing, can't hit the three, and the rebound's going to go back to the Streaks as it was O'Brien that tapped it last, and the Streaks will get it back. Haven't seen too much 1-2-2 this year. More of a 2-3, sometimes a 1-3-1, but they come out in a 1-2-2. Inbound pass tapped away, and it's a steal. Sims has it for UT, and she's fouled from behind. Andrea Sampson reached in. Not really a bad play because she probably would have ended up with an easy or at least an open layup attempt. I shouldn't say easy. Nothing's easy, but an open layup anyway. So first foul on the basketball game. It goes against Andrea Sampson. 6:37 to play first quarter. No score. Sims right of the center circle on the dribble. Now in the center circle. Goes out high right side to O'Brien. O'Brien working against Yvonne Mixon. Back to Sims. Sims dribble left. Now back between the circles.
UT's offensive set is very wide, and it looks like they're trying to open up the middle of the floor against the Streaks, but Streaks in the man-to-man defense are doing a good job on help side. They're not getting split too wide, and they've really been able to move well. The question now is, can they rebound out of this open set?
And I was kind of wondering what they're, because they're not really trying to go one-on-one. As Sims fires up a three, no good. O'Brien with a rebound, 10-footer up in the lane, and good. But, yeah, you think they spread out. They're going to try to go one-on-one some, get to the middle, but that hasn't happened. 2-0, Panthers, 5:50 to play, first quarter. Chloe McCarthy gives Andrea Sampson on the left wing. Andrea puts it on the floor, dribbles right, directs some traffic, brings it back out high, and gives to Chloe McCarthy out high on the left side. Left wing, it goes to Kelsey Legg. Swing it to Andrea on the right wing. She'll fire the three. That's off the mark. Weak side rebound run down by Yvonne Mixon. Kicks out to Kelsey Legg. She'll reset the offense for the Streaks.
Yvonne, two rebounds now in the game. She's going after another one of those double-digit rebound games.
Andrea Sampson out high right side with it. Looks over the defense. Now to Kelsey Legg in the center circle. Dribbles right. Kelsey directs some traffic. Bounces for Andrea on the right wing. 1-2-2, but they're really spreading it out. Yeah, this is almost like a man-to-man the way they're playing. Now to Yvonne down on the block, kicks out to Andrea on the left wing. Back to Chloe out high, and it got knocked away by Sims, but Andrea able to get it back. High post, try to get it inside to Emily Minor, too high. O'Brien steals it away. O'Brien down the right side, bounces left side, up and in by Sims. That was a nice play by Riley O'Brien, drew the defender, made the nice bounce pass. Sims puts it up and in, 4-0 UT. Now long down court pass to Emily Minor.
I don't know how she got that up and in without traveling.
She got it, and she kind of lost a handle. She caught it at her waist and went up and got it up off the glass and in. I didn't even see who made that pass.
It was Kelsey Legg.
So 4-2, Streaks trail, 4.5 to play first quarter. Yeah, I thought there was a travel because I thought she went up and then came down with it. But
they must have said she got it off before she hit the ground, but it was close.
Right baseline, LaFontaine misses the 12-footer. Rebound, Emily Minert, and then she's immediately fouled by LaFontaine. That'll be her first foul, first team foul on the Panthers. 4:16 to play first quarter. First substitute set to check in. Deja Range, Megan Lingenfelter, Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. For the Panthers, it is Jasmine Bell, the 5'8 sophomore. Also checking in is Davy Morgan for the Panthers. Megan Lingenfelter, left wing, swings right wing to Riley Jenkins, swings it back to Megan, left wing. And now it is Chloe McCarthy on the pass from Megan, lost a handle. Sims comes away with it, lays it up, missed it. Again, I said they're not easy. And this time the rebounds, they say it went off of Bell last, so it'll go back to the Streaks. They'll bring it the length of the court.
Timeout, Coach Massey, 30.
30-second timeout by the Streaks. 3:54 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-2 thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They're at located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandberg Mall. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Actually, I'm actually kind of glad I got to drive this again. Same car I got to drive last Saturday up to New Lenox and Minooka. It's a 2015 Nissan Rogue, and a really, really nice leather interior. And you know, the great thing they've got right now, and this, if you buy a brand new car or if you buy any car 5 years old or newer that's under 80,000 miles right now, and this is new, Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, and it doesn't cost you a penny. That's the great thing. Most of these warranty programs, it's like an insurance policy. You're buying it. You're paying for something. Not in this case. It comes with your vehicle, so you've got a lot of peace of mind when you purchase from Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streets tried to get it down to the block, knocked away. LaFontaine saves it in. O'Brien has it, now gives to Sims.
Good idea there by Megan Lingenfelter to try to get that one inside, but unfortunately, Deja lost. She had some contact with the defender, but once she lost it, it was easier for LaFontaine to get her hand in there.
Now a partial block, it looked like, by Chloe McCarthy on LaFontaine. Emily Miner comes away with the rebound. Riley Jenkins down court to Megan Lingenfelter. Megan kind of went up for it with one hand and had turned the wrong way and couldn't reel it in as Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon checks back in. Lauren Campbell in for the first time tonight.
Not a good sign here. Streaks now with six turnovers already, and we're only in the first quarter.
3:31 to play here in the first. Streaks trail 4-2. It'll be Bella Sims to walk it up. 5'5 freshman guard for United Township. She's going to be a good one over the next 3 years here. Now it's O'Brien, top of the key, out high left side. It goes to Morgan. She dribbles right, gives to Sims out high right side. Now to O'Brien, high post, gives to Sims running down the left side. Can't hit, but a foul's going to be called on, I think, Andrea.
Yvonne or Andrea?
Yvonne Mixon got the call.
Yeah, Yvonne. I thought Yvonne was the one that was down there.
That's her first, second team foul on the streaks, and going to the free throw line will be Bella Sims with two shots. First one is up, in and out, no good. 3:10 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-2. Galesburg High boys basketball tomorrow night. They'll play host to the Quincy Blue Devils. Green out night and hoops for hope tomorrow night in support of organ and tissue donation as Sims hits the second. Brad and Steve will have that action for you tonight, tomorrow night here on WGIL. And the streaks turn it over again. Pass to the right wing to Andrea. I don't have had too much spin. Kind of looked like it rolled up her arm right into the United Township bench.
Yeah, she just couldn't get a handle on that one.
3 minutes to play, first quarter. Streets trail 5-2 out high right side. It's O'Brien for United Township. Top of the key goes to Sims. Over the top it goes to LaFontaine, who got back door. Tried to reverse it, put a shot up, no good. Rebound fought for Yvonne Mixon and Riley O'Brien, and a jump ball called, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. So we'll try it again on this end. Streaks need to handle the ball a little bit better. Left wing, Lauren Campbell to Yvonne Mixon right in front of our broadcast position. Now it's top of the key, Andrea Sampson, right wing, Lauren Campbell. Down to the right corner, goes to Deja Range. Back out to Andrea, right wing. Now Kelsey, left wing, it goes to Lauren Campbell. Andrea out high right side, didn't take the three, thought she had an opening there. Now Yvonne right in front of us in the left corner. Back to Kelsey, top of the key, Andrea, right wing, Lauren Campbell with it. Lauren swings it to Kelsey out high left side. Andrea, top of the key, puts it on the floor, stops, looks for help, gives to Kelsey, left wing. Lauren Campbell for three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound tapped out by Deja Range, but pulled away by Jasmine Bell.
Streaks had a couple
Bell,
looks inside.
Ooh, down left side, travel with it, no call. Missed a shot. O'Brien with a rebound. She missed it. Now a tie-up on the second rebound. It's going to go back to United Township.
Streaks had a couple looks at the inside, just did not get the ball in there, and I unfortunately, I thought Yvonne had some good position in there. Who got their hands on for UT there?
It was Bell. Bounces for O'Brien, and a nice job by
Yvonne. That's a Yvonne travel.
Yeah.
She went to the floor.
Oh, they call a foul. Yvonne knocked the inbound away. She and O'Brien went to the floor. O'Brien had possession of the ball when she went to the floor and traveled with it, but Yvonne gets called for her second foul, unfortunately.
She was on her knees and went down to her side. That should have been a travel.
So she'll quickly come out. Emily Miner quickly back in to replace Yvonne. And it comes to O'Brien in the paint. Five-footer is up and good. Streaks had their backs turned that time. Lost track of her. 7-2 Panthers. 1:46 to play first quarter. Left wing, Lauren Campbell with it. Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Back
good
door,
back
Lauren
door.
Campbell. Left side, leans in and lost the handle on the way up. And it's going to go back to United Township. Yeah, that was unfortunate. She had it there. Saw O'Brien Kevin and just kind of lost the handle as she went up. So the Streaks turn it over again.
Yeah, she was looking for the foul, but I didn't think there was contact until
either.
After she lost the ball out of bounds.
Sims with it out high right side to Morgan. Now O'Brien, top of the key. Out high right side, it goes to Morgan. Back to the top of the key, out between the circles. This is Sims. She'll dribble left with 1:15 to play. Now it's Bell with it left wing. Down on left block, LaFontaine.
And she lost the handle.
No travel, they called. Yeah, well, it was something. We knew it was a violation of some sort.
Well, it looked like she put the ball back on the ground after she had picked up her dribble, but I'll take the travel.
Streaks will bring it back this way with 65 seconds to play in the quarter. High post, Emily Miner, out high right wing to Kelsey Lade. Lauren Campbell, left side, back to Kelsey, top of the key, right wing, or out high left side, it goes to Deja. Now to the right to baseline, tried to get to Andrea, overthrew her, and the Streaks turn it over with 52.2 to play.
Tom, that's 9 turnovers here in the first quarter.
Well, and it looks like we're getting flustered from their defense. We've seen they're playing good defense, but we've seen better defense, and we're just getting flustered, and just some of the passes have just been off the mark.
Well, it definitely doesn't look like they know what to do with this defense.
LaFontaine, a pass knocked away by Deja Range. It's going to go back to the Panthers. 39.6 to play in the quarter. Got to watch O'Brien on the inbound here from down on the right baseline. Bell to inbound. And it comes to Sims on the right baseline, brings it out to the wing with 37 to play. Now she'll bring it out and reset for the Panthers. Out high right side to Bell. Now Sims has it, drives baseline, swings it over left baseline to Morgan. She fires a three off the side of the glass, no good. Rebound Emily Miner to Andrea Sampson, and she was fouled. Was it Morgan that got a piece of her?
32 to Bell.
Jasmine Bell picks up her first. 24.1 to play. Chloe McCarthy back in for the Streaks. Lexi Tucker in for the first time tonight. She'll replace Deja Range. Chloe replacing Lauren Campbell. 24.1 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 7-2.
I don't remember the last time the Streaks scored 2 points in a quarter, so let's hope they get a late bucket here.
And another
turnover. They're going to say that went off on Bell, but yeah. I couldn't tell from this angle, but it didn't look favorable for the Streaks if I had to make the call.
Chloe McCarthy inbounds to Kelsey Legg, right in the center circle, 15 seconds to play. Now it's Lexi Tucker on the dribble, and a push
foul
is called on the new player Meldrum. In the ball game. It's Madison Meldrum back in, and she picks up her first foul, third team foul on the Panthers. Chloe McCarthy to inbound from the near sideline.
This game reminds me of a few years ago when Shayla Loreen and Raina Golian, that group was here, we just could not score. It was a tight game like the whole way, but we could not get any points on the board.
5 seconds to play. Andrea with the three top of the key can't hit. Emily Miner saves it inbounds, and it's going to actually go out of bounds. And, well, time, there's zeros on the clock. But
I think that was a shot, actually.
I wasn't sure. Maybe she was trying to shoot it, but just she was coming like toward our broadcast position and tried to. Maybe it was a shot, but went behind the glass, fell out of bounds, and the buzzer didn't go, but they're going to say, that's it. We played one quarter of basketball.
That was a weird end of the quarter.
It is United Township 7, Galesburg 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Know your way around a kitchen? Knox College is looking for a cook and a baker. These are full-time positions eligible for benefits, including tuition. Must be able to work varied shifts, which may include evenings, weekends, or holidays. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show as we take a look at a serious problem planning your financial future.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter, trailing 7-2 here at United Township.
I don't know if there's a substitution issue, but LaFontaine's at the bench already ready to check in.
Yeah, and I think, I'm not sure what happened, if maybe somebody checked in for her and then didn't play a play. I don't know. Well, she's coming in for Meldrum, so I don't know. The ball got knocked away, and Streaks will get it back in front of the UT bench. Kelsey Legg with it, out high on the right side near midcourt. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy, now left wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea penetrates, Gets to Kelsey Legg, left baseline for three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down to O'Brien for United Township.
I wasn't sure if that was a two or three because I didn't see anybody signal.
Okay, but I wasn't sure.
But
now Morgan fires a three. That's good. Come out high on the left side. Davey Morgan with her first basket. And make it 10-2. And Coach Maskey calls a 30-second timeout. And I guess the good news for the Streaks is you only come away with 2 points in the first quarter. How many turnovers?
Nine.
Nine turnovers, but you're only down 7-2. So
right.
You're not, you know, the UT's not getting much going offensively either. So that's the good news. The bad news, Streaks. Yeah, with the turnovers, that every time you turn the ball over, that was a chance you had to score that you don't get.
Well, and the other thing is the Streaks have absolutely nothing going for them right now. It's not like it's one of those where they're just hitting off the rim. I mean, in that first quarter, they were one of six from the field, so they're not even getting shots up on the rim because they're turning the ball over so much.
And, you know, not getting too many good looks. We had a couple opportunities. It looks like we can get it in the post against this team, but we seem to be, as we turn it over again, Morgan with a steal. Drives down the right side. Nice flip pass goes to Sims, and she lays it up and in. She's got 5 points and made it 12-2. Quickly back the other way. Andrea Sampson fouled. LaFontaine is going to pick up her second as she bumped Andrea. She was going up for the pass, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, the Streaks just haven't found anything yet that's working, and that was kind of a fortuitous foul for them, too, because it's going to get LaFontaine out of the game.
So Meldrum checks back in. She'll pick up Deja Range, who's in for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy to inbound from the far sideline. It comes to Riley Jenkins, who came in for Kelsey Legg. Riley on the dribble, working against Sims. Freshman on freshman. Deja Range out high left side, left baseline. Chloe McCarthy puts it on the floor, gives to Riley Jenkins. 16-footers up. Good for Riley Jenkins. Out high on the right side, just past the elbow there. Riley with her first basket tonight and make it 12-4, 6:50 to play first half.
That ends an 8-0 run by UT.
Sims on the dribble, goes right, pulls it back out, stops, fires a three. That's short. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy for the Streaks.
I think the Streaks will let Sims take that step back three all night as opposed to driving to the lane.
Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy, left wing. High post, Emily Miner. Goes right side, back to Riley. Chloe, left wing for three. That's an air ball. Rebound, grab by Andrea Sampson. Great job by Andrea, now falling out of bounds, but her pass is stolen away by Sims. Sims bounces for Morgan. Nice no-look pass. And, boy, well, I don't know how they didn't call
hurt.
A foul on that.
Morgan's as, hurt.
Chloe came down on her, and they didn't call the foul. Morgan put it up and in. She's slow to get up. Now she's coming down this way, kind of holding that left arm. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Chloe, left baseline. Riley Jenkins fires a three. Good!
Freshman coming looking for it right now.
Quick five-point five-point run, and now Morgan's going to go to the bench. The officials called timeout, holding her left wrist. I really can't believe they didn't call a foul down there.
I was surprised, too, because it looked like a clear tackle. But
yeah, I mean, she went up, Chloe went up late and kind of ran into her after she had made the shot, knocked her to the floor, and I very surprising. But, Morgan came down awkwardly, came down right on that left-hander wrist. 14-7 Street Trail now. Sims out high left side. Between the legs dribble, pulls it back out, goes to have the key, picks up, gives Joe Bryan out high left side. Now back to Sims between the circles. She dribbles left, stops, fires a 15-footer. That's off the mark. And Meldrum, I thought Meldrum went over the back of Deja Range, and they're going to say the ball goes out of bounds off Deja. Kelsey Legg, Yvonne Mixon back in. That will replace Riley Jenkins and Emily Meinert.
Yeah, Riley, quick 5 points while she was in there, and she'll hit the bench. Her and Sims have at least drawn even. Sims also with 5 points. Both freshmen in this game with 5 points for their respective squads.
Sims, top of the key, fires another three. Blocked by Kelsey Legg. And a rebound, Yvonne Mixon. Kelsey on the run with it across midcourt. Near the center circle, spins to the right, goes right wing. Out high right side to Andrea Sampson. Now back to Kelsey Legg. And she's got it out high on the right side. To Chloe McCarthy, out high left side. Back to Kelsey, right wing. High post. Yvonne Mixon fakes from the free throw line, drives in up off the glass and in. Great move. She had Meldrum guarding her and just blew right past her, put it up and in.
Timeout.
And now Carrie Walker calls a 30-second timeout. She's going to say, yeah, no, we can't have Meldrum guarding Yvonne Mixon out there. The Streaks will take advantage of that all night. 14-9 Streaks trail, 4:52 to play here in the third quarter.
Well, Streaks have fallen behind in this one, 12-2, and thanks to the spark that Riley Jenkins gave them with 5 points and now another two from Mixon, they're right back into this one.
Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, providing our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. Doesn't cost you a penny. And you get just can't buy a Nissan for less. Thanks to Jeff and all the guys there. Chad got us all set up here today. Of course, Rick Sandoval there now as well. And, always have a good time going and talking some basketball with the guys. And Dylan, JD, and everybody. It's they do a great job going. And if you're looking for something new, pre-owned, whatever the case may be, go in and talk to them. Give them an opportunity to earn your business. This is Bell, right wing with it. Try to get in inside to Meldrum. A nice steal by Deja Range. Got around front and knocked it away and ran the ball down in the corner.
Streaks could really use some another bucket here. Keep the momentum going their way.
Kelsey Leigh out high right side with it to Yvonne. High post again.
She thought Fakes, about it.
Yeah, thought about it. Now kicks over to Andrea. Right wing. Drives in. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Good. First basket for Andrea Sampson tonight. And it's 14-11 UT with 4:17 to play in the half.
Yeah, and a nice looking basket from Andrea too, because Meldrum tried to sit underneath her for the charge and she was able to avoid her and just shoot the little floater over the top.
Out high left side. It goes to Walker. Walker now to Sims. Top of the key, it's O'Brien with it. Back to Sims. She'll dribble left. Pulls it back out left side. Down the left side of the lane. Lost the handle on it. And
streak ball.
Oh, boy. They say one of the streaks hit it. I thought she just lost that one
out of bounds. I thought Meldrum or somebody touched it before it was heading out of bounds, too. It looked like somebody reached for it on the baseline. Now we're at the other baseline,
right.
So my vision of that's not great, but.
Walker to inbound from the right baseline for UT. Under 4 minutes to play to O'Brien. Knocked away by Yvonne.
And this could be her
third foul. Yep, Yvonne reached in after it. And actually, it wasn't the reach. She knocked it away, but had her left hand on her back, I think, when she reached in there. So she'll go to the bench. Emily Miner will come back in with 3:54 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 14-11.
Well, Coach Massey gambled a little bit right there, having Yvonne back on the floor with the two fouls. And, you know, there's differing schools of thought on that. Some people are like, well, that's automatic. You're sitting until the next half. But you might, you know, three fouls now. She's definitely sitting the rest of the way.
Sims, three-pointer out high left side. That one's good. Well, I guess wide open. She can hit one when the defense was there. She wasn't very close. But Sims with eight now. Make it 17-11. UT, 3:34 to play. And now
kick.
Kick on Sims as Kelsey Leigh tried to make the pass. And the Streaks will have it on the far sideline in front of the UT bench. Chloe McCarthy to inbound, 3:33 to play. And it comes to Kelsey Leigh out right of the center circle, directs some traffic, dribbles right, picks up, Miss Deja there at the high post, now gives to Chloe, back to Kelsey on the right wing. Now to Chloe at the free throw line, 15-footer off the mark.
Should be
and
Streaks.
Streaks ball goes off O'Brien last. And the Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Kelsey Leigh to inbound, 3:20 to play in the half. Streaks taking better care of the basketball. And it comes to Chloe back to the left baseline. Kelsey for three. Short rebound. Chloe fights with it. Gets it away from O'Brien. But O'Brien blocks her shot and comes down with a rebound. Good hustle by Chloe. Couldn't get the shot off, though. Sims with it now. O'Brien at the free throw line. High post drives right. Cut off by Emily Miner. Kicks out to Meldrum. Back to Sims. Top of the key. Under three to play. Bounce to O'Brien mid post. Turn around. 10-footer is no good. Rebound comes down, though, to Meldrum. Kicks out to Sims, right wing. Sims on the dribble, penetrates, kicks out left wing to Walker. She'll fire the three. That's an air ball. Actually did catch a little bit of rim. Deja Range with a rebound, gets to Kelsey. Kelsey Leigh will bring it across midcourt, gives to Chloe on the left wing. Stops, 17-footer up, and missed that one. And the rebound comes down to Bell for UT. Bell swings it over and over through Sims, and the Streaks are going to get back on a UT turnover with 2:31 to play.
Third turnover of the game for the Panthers, their second of the quarter. Lauren Campbell back in the game for the Streaks, replacing Chloe McCarthy. Megan Lingenfelter back in the game, and it looks like she got Andrea?
Yeah.
Andrea.
All right, 2.5 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 17-11. Deja Range out high left side, bounces, kicked again by
I wonder if Sims plays soccer.
Yeah, I kind of.
She's arguing that it shouldn't be a kick because she's getting it with her knee and not with her feet. Still counts. You
quick
still
feet,
can't put
like
your foot
hand,
in there.
Yep.
Any part of the leg.
Kelsey Leigh picks up, bounces for Megan Lingenfelter. Right wing, it goes to Lauren Campbell. Lauren dribbles right, goes baseline, picks up, looks for help, and bounced in between the middle, and it's stolen away by Meldrum down to Sims, right side, stops, goes up off the glass, missed, and the rebound went off the hands of Emily Miner. Now a tie-up call between Megan Lingenfelter and Bella Sims. It'll go back to UT with 2:03 to play in the half.
So Emily never had possession of that?
I thought she did, but it immediately was gone.
Okay.
And the tie-up happened right after that. So the Streaks are getting some opportunities. Now LaFontaine down on the left block. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped up and grabbed by Emily Minard. Gives way to Kelsey Legg. Down court it goes to Lauren Campbell, left wing. And tried to get it to Deja, overthrew her, and Bell comes away with it.
13 turnovers
Bell
for the Streaks.
In the paint. Runner up, no good. O'Brien there with a rebound, blocked by Deja, but they're going to call Deja with a foul from behind. That will be her first foul, and Riley O'Brien will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Streaks didn't do a very good job getting back right there as Bell went to the middle, and then following her up was O'Brien, and she was able to get the easier rebound and get the shot up on the rim.
1:46 to play, first half, Streaks trail 17-11. Riley O'Brien at the free throw line for United Township. She hits the first. She's got five in the game. O'Brien, a 6-foot senior. She's been on this team all. I don't think she started as a freshman, but she played as a freshman.
Yeah, but she's been on since freshman year.
She and LaFontaine both, I believe. And they've got another freshman up here with them now who's going to be she's already a good ball player, going to be an outstanding player over the years. Second shot for O'Brien is up and good. Give her six and make it 19-11. Riley Jenkins, the Galesburg freshman, back in. Gives to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. She fires a three. Too strong. Rebound tapped up and grabbed by Emily Minor. Leans in left side. Puts it up. No, but draws the contact. O'Brien picks up the foul. That'll be her first. And Emily Minor will go to the free throw line with two shots. And just showing great athleticism on that play. We know she's got it. And she showed it there.
Yeah, great job by Emily. And to not only attack and get that rebound, but to get her in a self-end position where she might have been able to get that shot up and in. Just unfortunately fell a little bit short for her.
First free throw up and good, make it 19-12, 1:33 to play. Second one up and good as well. So that's four for Emily, and it's 19-13. Streaks trailing. This is Sims, walks it across in the center circle, met by Riley Jenkins. Two freshmen battling. Sims, one-on-one down the right side, gets a pick, lays it up, missed it, and the rebound comes down. It should be a jump ball. Lexi Tucker and Brandy LaFontaine, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Wait a minute, who shot that? Sorry.
Sims. So the Streaks get it back with a chance to cut it to either three or four. Right baseline, Chloe McCarthy bounces
for
Lexi Tucker, and she couldn't hold on to it. Boy, it was a nice pass, and Lexi wasn't quite ready to get a hold of it. It's going to go back to the Panthers with 1:07 to play.
Yeah, that was a heck of a pass there by Chloe.
Sims will bring it up, met again by Riley Jenkins at midcourt. 1 minute to play in the half. Riley O'Brien out high right side. Gets to LaFontaine down the right side lane. Missed the shot. Bothered by Lexi Tucker. Rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. 50 seconds to play. Andrea across midcourt right side. On the dribble between the circles. Goes left, and it's knocked away by Sims, but Andrea able to get it to back. Now Riley Jenkins right wing to Chloe McCarthy. Goes baseline, pulls back out to the wing. Now goes back toward the baseline, crosses over, pulls it back out, and gets to Riley Jenkins out high right side with 32 seconds to play. Andrea Sampson now out high left side to Chloe McCarthy. Left wing, fires a three. That's too strong. Rebound tapped around and brought down by Bell for UT. Down court it goes to O'Brien. Beat the Streaks back. Missed the shot but got fouled across the arm by Chloe McCarthy. That'll be the first on Chloe. And Riley O'Brien goes back to the free throw line with two more shots. She just hit two there moments ago. With 19.6 to play, Streaks trailing 19-13.
Yeah, unfortunately, Streaks just slow getting back again. And you got to credit O'Brien. Once the ball gets picked up, she's rushing down the floor and getting herself right in front of the rim so that she has an easy look at it.
First shot is up and good. Deja Range checks back in, as does Kelsey Legg as they replace Lexi Tucker and Riley Jenkins. 19.6 to play in the half. Streaks trail 20-13. Riley O'Brien at the free throw line. Second shot is up and missed that one. Rebound, Andrea Sampson. Outlet to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey brings it across. 13 to play, and the ball knocked away again. Kicked out of bounds by Sims. I think we see more of those tonight than
all season.
In the other game. Yeah,
and Sims has been the one that's done it, I think, every time.
12.4 to play.
So I'm telling you, I think she played soccer.
She must. Kelsey Legg with seven. Now to Andrea Sampson, right wing with five. Now it's Kelsey with three. Right side, bounces for Andrea in the corner. Now to Emily, gets up a 15-footer at the buzzer. Good! Good way to end the quarter, or to end the half. Emily Minor puts it up and in. She's got six for the half. We have played one half of basketball. It is the United Township Panthers 20, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 15. We'll come back and run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks trail 20-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewanee.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at United Township High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers by a score of 20-15. Well, when we get to the team stats and especially the turnovers, I guess as a Streaks fan, you're pretty happy to only be down by 5 points in this one at this point. All right, our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Streak sophomores a winner here tonight, 53-38 over the Panthers. Of course, the girls won. The varsity girls were a winner on Monday afternoon in the King Tournament. They defeated Bloomington 47-43. And we'll have more King Tournament action coming up this Saturday. In fact, the Streaks will play twice on Saturday afternoon. But before that, the Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night as they will play host to the Quincy Blue Devils at John Thiel Gym. And, of course, it is Green Out Night and Hoops for Hope Night to bring awareness to organ and tissue donation. And wear your green. If you get there early enough, they'll be giving away some free green shirts. So the Streaks and Quincy tomorrow night, 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman here on WGIL. Then coming up Saturday, back into Martin Luther King play, the Streaks will first off take on the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers. This is the girls now, 11:40 pregame, noon scheduled tip. Eric and I will be there for that one. And then the girls will play again on Saturday evening. Pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip coming up on Saturday night, again at 6 o'clock. And then I forgot, actually, the boys are off on Saturday night. So just the two boys games on Saturday. Then coming up on Monday, Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. Well, it's easy going for the Illini. They play at Wisconsin and then host Michigan State back-to-back. And then they've got Indiana coming up as well. So then the girls, a week from tonight, will travel to Alleman for our final road conference game. We'll go to Don Morris Gym to take on the Pioneers next Thursday night. And then the GHS shootout coming up the following Saturday. The boys, by the way, will play Rock Island at home, or they'll be at Rock Island next Friday night. Then the Galesburg shootout, the girls will take on Stillman Valley at 3:10 for the pregame, 3:30 tip. The boys will play Thornton Fractional North. That will be a 7:25 pregame, so around 8:40 for the tip on that one. So that's your schedule coming up here on WGIL. We're at halftime. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail 20-15. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at Carmark Tire and Auto at Sandberg Mall in Galesburg and at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
If you're bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Camp Kids, Bethesda Church, and Blessings in a Backpack. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Mostly clear skies for tonight, a low down around 21, sunny for tomorrow, high 42, and for tomorrow night, mostly clear conditions, a low of 29. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 degrees here on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, United Township High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers 20-15. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, it's easy to figure them up when there's not a whole lot going on. Scoring-wise, the Streaks led by Emily Minert with 6 points, 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 points for Riley Jenkins on a 2 and a 3, 2 points on a basket for Andrea Sampson, 2 points on a basket for Yvonne Mixon, 1 3-pointer in the game for the Streaks. They were 2 for 2 from the free throw line. For the Panthers, they were led by their freshman Bella Sims with 8 points, a couple of twos, a three, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 7 points for Riley O'Brien, 2 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Davey Morgan on a 3 and a 2. They hit 3 for 5 from the line and 2 3-pointers in that first half.
Well, turnover-wise, 14 turnovers for the Streaks, 3 turnovers for UT. So the UT's doing a good job taking care of the basketball. Streaks not as much. They are out rebounding UT 21-12, though, including a 7-6 edge on the offensive boards. United Township, 7 of 28 from the field, including 2 of 8 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 6 of 19, 1 of 10 from downtown.
I mean, you know, 14 turnovers. You're looking at basically a possible 28-point turnaround. The 28, we didn't get
right.
The 28 they could have gotten. That's why you got to feel not too bad about only being down 20-15 when they've only turned the ball over 3 times.
Right. Well, another score of note in the conference, Rocky up 40-20 at last check in the second quarter against Moline. They've hit 11 of 16 from three, so they're halfway to the Streaks state record that was set back in January of 2011 when they hit 22 against Bloomington.
All right, Streaks trail here 20-15. They trailed 7-2 at the end of the first quarter. The teams played even at 13 apiece in that second quarter. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. We'll come back, bring you the second half next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM.
Yeah.
And, oh, we're back, aren't we? I already took a break,
yes.
Didn't I?
Yes.
What am I thinking? This, you know what? I think they put more time on the clock for this halftime.
Yeah, it was a fairly long halftime.
Because when we went to the first break, there was more time left, or the second break, there was more time. Anyway, okay, so we're right here. We're going to bring you the second half coming up. Now there's less than a minute on the clock anyway. I just since there was so much time left, I thought, oh, well, here we are. All right, so Streaks trail 20-15. And the second half, the Streaks will be going away from us on the offensive end. We're, again, at the kind of the end of the court. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think of what direction the school sits. I guess we would be at the, I think, the east end of the court, the northeast end of the court, I think, the way it sits here. I'm trying to remember how the
I can never tell when I'm
yeah,
inside.
From where, okay, from where we parked and where the way the floor sits, I'm pretty sure we're northeast end of the court here. All right, so it'll be UT basketball to start the second half. They come out, four of the five starters, except they've got Jasmine Bell, the sophomore, and they're starting the second half instead of Kaylee Walker. And I don't know if Bell was in the doghouse a little bit and she didn't start tonight, but she's been in there most of the first half.
Right.
Streaks come out the same way they started the game. Emily Miner, Chloe McCarthy, Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson. LaFontaine drives inside, and her pass stolen away by Yvonne Mixon. Gets to Kelsey. Kelsey Legg will bring it across midcourt, right side, cut off by Sims, and picks up and gives to Andrea Sampson right of the center circle. Andrea drives right, now back to the left, and gives to Chloe near the center circle, left wing to Kelsey. Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy now between the circles, back to Kelsey, left wing. Bounces for Yvonne Mixon, high post, knocked away from behind by Bell. LaFontaine has it, now it's knocked away, but Meldrum picks it up. Gives way to Sims. She'll walk it across in the center circle for the Panthers.
Well, good idea by Kelsey. She's trying to go to the high post, but unfortunately, Yvonne just not able to keep a handle on that one as it got knocked out of her hands.
Yeah, Bell came, I think, from the weak side and was able to, Yvonne didn't see her coming that way, was able to knock it away. Bell drives, nice pass to Meldrum, right side, couldn't hit the shot. Rebound off of Yvonne. Meldrum got it, kicked it out to Sims. She missed the three-pointer. Rebound tapped up and grabbed by Emily Miners.
Ooh. She tightrope walked the end line here.
Nearly stepped out of bounds. Now it's Kelsey Legg across midcourt left side. Bounces to Andrea Sampson. Right wing goes to Chloe McCarthy. Back to Andrea on high right side. And a steal by Sims. Sims got in there, got a hand on the pass, able to steal it away. Drives in. Hooked Andrea going to the basket.
Dribble.
Yeah, good call on the double dribble. She hooked Andrea going around and then picked up, and she's kind of laughing about it. It was a good move if you get away with it.
Right, exactly. 16 turnovers now for the Silver Streak. So that number just keeps growing. And again, we talk about ratios. That's not a good ratio to points when they only have 15 points.
6:26 to play third quarter. Nobody scored here in the second half. Chloe McCarthy fires a three right wing. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Meldrum for UT.
I wonder if Chloe's having a hard time picking up shooting in this gym because every one of her threes has been long.
Yeah, that one was quite a ways off there, too. This is Sims. Has it on the dribble out high on the left side. Goes to the wing. Gets a pick from Bell. Drives in. Runner up off the glass.
Nice.
Nice move by Bella Sims. She's got 10.
Yeah, she just, when she turned the corner there, I thought she was going to be too far under the basket.
That's what I thought.
She created enough of an angle that she was still able to use the backboard.
Now foul called as Yvonne got it at the high post, and Bell reached in on her. That'll be her second foul. Megan Lingefelter in. She'll replace Andrea Sampson. 5:53 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 22-15. Kelsey Legg to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Megan Lingefelter, left wing. Back to Kelsey, left baseline, fires a three, short, rebound comes down to O'Brien for the Panthers. Streaks just not been able to get the lid off the basket here tonight, and combined with the turnovers, you're down 22-15, and lucky you're not down by more, honestly.
Right.
Sims, top of the key, out high left side to Bell. Bell just a sophomore, Sims a freshman. Bell drives to the baseline, kicks out to O'Brien, high post. Now it's out high right side to Sims. She'll step back, fire the three, in and out, no good. Yvonne Mixon with another rebound for the Streaks. His way to Chloe. Now Kelsey. Kelsey Legg down court. Megan Lingefelter knocked away by Bell. That was a dangerous pass.
Yeah.
Bell knocked it out of bounds.
A very ill-advised pass right there because Bell was sitting on it, and you've got to see the defense. You know, the one thing that I will tell you in the first match of these teams, the Streaks, we talked about this in the pregame show, did a really nice job getting the ball inside. The Streaks took 14 shots from inside the arc between the two post players, Emily Miner and Yvonne Mixon, attributing for 30 points. They've only taken 4 shots inside the arc in this one with 8 points coming off it.
Now Riley Jenkins from on top of the three-point line can't hit, but we got a foul away from the basketball.
Deja,
we got the
yep.
rebound, and Deja got, I didn't see what happened. Deja got called for that.
Was that Riley's, was that two or three?
Yeah, she was on top of the line.
Okay.
Actually, I have 1 foot inside it. So second foul on Deja. That is the first team foul here in the second half on the Streaks. 4:54 to play. Streaks trail 22-15. This is Sims on the dribble out high left side. Goes to the wing. Gets a pick from Bell. Now goes baseline. Nice hesitation. Again, high off the glass. Missed that one, though. Bell with a rebound. Knocked away by Riley Jenkins. Emily Miner comes up with it. Now it's Riley Jenkins with it. Across midcourt, left to the center circle. Riley kicks out high to Megan. Right baseline. It goes to Chloe. Down to Emily Miner down on the block. And as she receives the pass, she's fouled by Jade Hunter. Into the ball game, Hunter, a 5'10 freshman, and Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Second team foul on the Panthers. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Streaks have yet to score.
Oh, what
and
we got?
30-second timeout. Kerry Walker calls a 30. Streaks trail 22-15. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Check out this pre-owned 2015 Nissan Rogue. Nice deep red color, black interior. Everything you want on a vehicle, power seats, heated seats. The incredible high-definition backup camera, and then it looks like the overhead view as well. Really, really nice vehicle, and you want to check this one out. Now, the great thing about Galesburg Nissan right now, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. That's right, pro-certified lifetime warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, and it doesn't cost you anything. On all vehicles 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, with the exception of the certified pre-owned, but all other pre-owned and all new vehicles under 80,000 miles, and it, again, doesn't cost you a penny. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Inbound knocked away. Streaks will trigger again from the sideline. Chloe McCarthy will do the honors. And it comes, and now it's knocked away again by Sims.
Well, the Streaks just not seeing the passing lanes right now because UT's overplaying the passing lanes. And what they have to do is they have to go back door, and Riley just did it, and Chloe didn't see her.
Inbound
and another pass.
Out and
nearly stolen.
Yeah, Sims nearly stole the pathway as he tried to pick up the dribble. She bounced it off her own foot, goes out of bounds. Streaks will trigger from near midcourt this time. Back in, Kelsey Legge, Andrea Sampson, Emily Miner. They'll replace Riley Jenkins, Megan Lingenfelter, and Deja Range.
Well, Coach Massey must not have liked that sequence because three passes got batted away there in the passing lanes, and he's going to go with three new players after it.
Chloe has it out near the midcourt in the right corner on the dribble. 4:16 to play. Streaks still have not scored here in the third quarter. Now Kelsey Legge in the center circle. Dribbles right. Picks up. Gives to Chloe near the center circle.
Again, talking about being fortunate. Streaks are fortunate that UT's only got 2 points in the quarter.
Andrea drove left baseline. Missed the eight-footer. Rebound off the hands of Emily. Somehow Yvonne ran it down. Now Kelsey, and she tried to get it to... I think Bell tapped it, but Kelsey turned to throw it right back to Chloe, and Chloe was heading toward the basket, so the ball went out of bounds. I thought maybe Bell had tapped it, but they say no, so it goes back to the Panthers with 3:54 to play in the third.
17 turnovers for the Streaks.
Megan Lingenfelter back in. She replaced Chloe McCarthy. Out high right side, LaFontaine gives to Hunter on the pick and roll, and it's going to be a foul, I think. I think Megan had a hand on her, but I thought the travel happened first. Because Hunter was receiving the pass and shuffling her feet at the same time. But Megan picks up her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks. This is O'Brien drives baseline. She got it behind the board and couldn't make the shot. Air ball.
Well,
Andrea
and a good,
Sansa with a rebound.
Good shot challenge right there by Emily. She got her hand up in the way.
Now Megan's pass stolen away. Sims comes up with it again. O'Brien had tapped it, and Sims comes away with it.
18 turnovers.
3:23 to play here on the third. Streaks trail 22-15.
Streaks of 18 turnovers, and the unfortunate thing, I suppose, from a season standpoint, is they're not to their season average yet, which is 20.
And, you know, you really haven't seen the good thing as of late. You know, even when they've been down, you don't really see the change in body language too much, and especially when you're this close, you shouldn't have that, as LaFontaine missed the easy shot, but O'Brien got the rebound. Got the inside position. I think the Streaks got caught watching LaFontaine go up for the layup.
Yep.
And O'Brien got in there for the rebound. Emily Miner fouled her from behind on the putback. That's her first foul. So O'Brien goes to the free throw line with two shots. She was 3 for 4 in the first half.
Well, the unfortunate thing there for the Streaks was it looked like they assumed that LaFontaine was going to make the shot, and nobody boxed O'Brien out, who is now 4 of 5 from the stripe.
That'll quickly bring Deja Range back in, and Emily Miner goes to the bench. 3:02 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 23-15. O'Brien's second shot is up, and that one is good. 5 for 6 from the line for O'Brien. She's got 9 points.
Another turnover.
Back to the Streaks as
it's not. It's going to go to UT.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a pass there going back to Kelsey, and I thought that Sims got there.
No.
It just startled Kelsey enough that she couldn't hold on to the pass.
Yep.
Under 3 to play. 19 turnovers now.
Yep.
Sims left wing with it. High post, he goes to LaFontaine, drives down the right side of the lane, throws up a wild shot, no good, but O'Brien there, another offensive rebound, missed that one. Hunter gets a rebound, throws it up, got it, and she's fouled. Jade Hunter, freshman. Foul goes against, I think, Deja got called. Yep, they say Deja, that is her third foul. And Jade Hunter goes to the free throw line for a chance to complete the three-point play.
Streaks are just getting beat to the boards right now.
And that one is up and good, and now the Streaks trail by 12. Megan Lingenfelter, left wing, fires a 3, too strong, rebound is going to go, Yvonne grabbed it, put it up and in, and she's fouled by Bell.
Yeah, a little pinball action there, ended with the ball in Yvonne's hands, and she fortuitously was able to get it up there, and she picks up the foul that's called on Bell her third.
Yeah. 2:30 to play, 27-17 now, Yvonne misses, and O'Brien down with a rebound.
Brian has 9 rebounds.
Sims on the dribble on high left side. Three-pointer blocked by Kelsey Legg. I'm not sure. Wouldn't think Coach Walker wants that shot. She's not even setting up the offense.
Who got the rebound?
Kelsey. Okay. Kelsey block and the rebound. Now her shot is blocked by O'Brien. Goes to the floor, and that should have been a travel on LaFontaine, but not called. Now it's Sims. Bounces for Bell. Left side running the floor. Lays it up and in. Her first basket in 29-17, and Coach Massey is the Streaks are arguing what happened down there when who was that? That was Hunter that had gone to the floor with the ball.
And the official's threatening that he's going to call a technical, I think, on the Streak bench here as he's getting into a discussion still with Coach Massey. He's brought the whistle to his mouth a couple times, and it looks like he's calmed down now, though.
Full timeout. Well, full timeout called by Coach Massey. 1:57 to play. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 29-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
1:57 to play in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers 29-17. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with you here from United Township High School. Streaks with the basketball. Megan Lingenfelter inbound. They'll bring it from three-quarter court. You know, and one of the strange things, this is, you know, UT hasn't pressed at all on the Streaks with the turnovers. We've seen it more with some full-court pressure, but they're doing it. It's in the half court.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have been unforced has been the problem. Andrea Sampson, right wing, bounces. And
there's another
away.
One.
Pass stolen away by Sims, and it falls out of bounds, but it's going to go off Kelsey Legg last. So the Panthers will bring it back this way with 1:45 to play in the quarter.
Well, the Streaks just aren't seeing the passing lanes, and all UT's doing is beating the Streaks to the basketball. And, you know, you're taught to go to your pass, to meet the pass, and then what's happening is the Streaks are waiting for the pass, and the Panthers are just going in and meeting the pass. Oh, wow, that's a weak foul call right there. I think this is going on Deja, and
where did that come from?
I don't know.
LaFontaine faked from the left wing and then traveled with it and then went up for a jump pass, and I don't know. Deja got called for a phantom foul there. I have no idea. That's her fourth. Emily Miner checks back in. Inbound, nearly stolen away by Kelsey Legg. Sims gets it back. Now stops and fires another three, and it's an air ball. Coach Walker shaking her head. I mean, I'm sorry. I know she's playing well for you, but she takes those shots. I'm putting her on the bench for a little bit. Chloe McCarthy, not sure if that was shot or a pass, but Megan Lingenfelter came away with it. And now the ball is going to go into the backcourt, and Streaks are going to turn it over again. And that should be a push there.
Yeah, it should have been a push, but they're going to call the turnover, the over and back on the Streaks is to hit Kelsey's leg.
Yeah,
but
Kelsey got
pushed. But Kelsey got pushed prior
to
the ball hitting her leg. So yeah. Sims went to the floor to try to get in on her and make contact with her. So,
but Kelsey had touched it last in the back. I mean, she was trying to keep Sims away from it is what was going on there, and she touched it again, so it was an over and back violation. LaFontaine.
21 turnovers out for the Streaks.
Minute now to play. LaFontaine, there, their bell between the circles, dribbles left, gives to Sims, top of the key. Sims to Bell, top of the key. They're going to work some clock. I don't even know what you call it. It's not a weave. They're like just switching places out there. Now they do go to the other side, LaFontaine. Back door to O'Brien. Streaks fell asleep. O'Brien goes back door and puts it up and in. She's got 11, 31-17. Megan Lingenfelter for three, right wing, right on target, but short. Emily Miner with a rebound to Kelsey, left wing, Chloe. She'll fire the three. That's an air ball and goes to the floor. Hunter picks it up, knocked away by Megan, but Sims comes away with it. Sims, left side, pulls it back out with 18 seconds to play. Now with 16, Sims out between the circles. I'm guessing she's going to try to take the shot unless they get another easy backdoor. Nope, bounces for Bell with 9. Now with 8, it's Sims right baseline. Inside, stolen away by Yvonne Mixon. Now Chloe, 3 seconds to play. Chloe, midcourt, gets it across, bounces for Yvonne, turns, and the Streaks turn it over right at the end of the quarter, which is rather apropos tonight the way things are going. We played three quarters of basketball. It is the United Township Panthers 31, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to Galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the new gray WGIL button. Available for free in many locations. Find out where at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway. Megan Lingenfelter for three out high right side. Good on the feed from Lauren Campbell. Well, hopefully that'll open it up for the Streaks. They're down by 11 now, 31-20. Streaks 2 points in that third quarter. That's two quarters in this game, first and third. Hopefully the two even quarters will be better. UT with the basketball, LaFontaine.
Second, they only drew a tie at 13-13, so they're going to need to be a lot better here in the fourth.
Sims out high left side to Bell. On the wing now, gets to LaFontaine. Lucky Emily got away with a push there. LaFontaine turns, spins in the paint, up off the glass and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. Right wing.
She's just one of eight.
Riley Jenkins out high right side. Now to Lauren Campbell between the circles. Puts it on the floor, gets to Riley. Right wing, 18-footers up and good. Riley having a nice game offensively. 33-22, under 7 minutes to play. Streaks trail. Sims on the dribble. She's going to take her time. That's the thing, they do take a lot of time offensively. Not every time down the court, but quite often they do. Bell dribbles in, gives to Sims going down the lane. She had to pull it back out as she didn't get a good grip on the ball. Now gives to O'Brien, top of the key.
Well, the other thing they do is they do a great job of getting the ball in the lane. They've spread the Streaks out, and all they do is just keep throwing cutters through the lane, and the Streaks haven't picked up on it yet.
Now Bell scoops the shot up. Rebound comes down to Yvonne, and a foul, I think, is going to be Bell's fourth, and it is. Fourth on Jasmine Bell. The 5'8 sophomore for United Township. That is 14 fouls now on the Panthers. Streaks with five here in the second half. 6:29 to play. Streaks trail 33-22. Deja Range back in. She replaces Emily Miners. Riley Jenkins across midcourt left side to Megan Lingenfelter near the center circle. Megan dribbles left. Stops at the left elbow. Bounces for Yvonne Mixon. And we got a tie-up as LaFontaine got a hand in there. The possession arrow points toward the Panthers. Yeah. We 22 and 22 points and turnovers.
That's the no 23 turnovers.
Oh, 23 now. Turnovers. Okay, we were 22 and 22.
Right, that was the ninth turnover of the half.
Bell left wing and a timeout called by Kerry Walker. That's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 33-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Gillsburg.info. Recent winners include the Gillsburg Youth Athletic Club, Camp Kids, Bethesda Church, and Blessings in a Backpack. To nominate your favorite, go to Gillsburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The Gillsburg Silver Streaks take on the Morton Potters in the sectional semifinal from Limestone tomorrow night. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 6:40 on WGIL. Okay, that's not happening. We're not in the sectional yet. That's from, like, last year. I'm not sure. I did a wrong date on something. Sorry about that. All right, 6:07 to play in the ball game. The Gillsburg Silver Streaks trailing the United Township Panthers 33-22. UT with the basketball. And they'll inbound on the near sideline here. It'll be LaFontaine to do the honors. Megan Lingenfelter, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Campbell, Deja Range, Yvonne Mixon in for the Streaks. This is Bella Sims for United Township. Freshman guard out high left side to LaFontaine. Dribbles right, goes to the elbow, picks up, tried the pick and roll, and nice job by Yvonne, knocked the ball away, but LaFontaine got it back. And
that's going to be the fifth on Deja.
Yeah, and what happened there, LaFontaine lost her balance and fell into Deja, and she picked up her fifth foul. She's just, it's been wrong place, wrong time for Deja tonight. That's unfortunate. So Deja fouls out of the basketball game.
She had one rebound, one steal while she was in there. And Lauren Campbell also coming out of the game as I believe it was Andrea that came back in?
Or Megan? Yeah, Andrea came back in. Sims, left baseline to LaFontaine, left wing. Fakes, drives with the left elbow again, stops it over the top. O'Brien able to bring that pass in. Yvonne bothered her on the shot. She missed it, and Emily Minot with a rebound to Andrea Sampson. Andrea across midcourt, right of the center circle. 5.5 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 33-22.
Could really use some points on this possession. Get it under 10.
Emily Minot at the free throw line. Drive to the basket, and her pass got knocked into the backcourt, but Andrea able to run it down. Gives to Megan. Right,
Megan's
got
to be ready to shoot
and
that.
Overthrew Yvonne, but Riley Jenkins able to run it down in the left corner. Now bounces for Yvonne, and she had to pull it away.
Oh, a jump ball.
Fortunately for the Streaks, some possession arrow points their way, and Coach Massey's arguing that as well. And I don't know if he's arguing there was a foul, but that was a really quick jump ball call because nobody really had possession when he blew the whistle. I mean, Yvonne maybe did. I don't know if anybody else even had a hand on it at that point. The ball was still on the floor. Inbound, stolen away by LaFontaine.
Didn't see Andrea was wide open. Didn't see her.
Sims, but threw it behind her. Sims couldn't get to it, and the Streaks get it back on a rare United Township turnover with 5:06 to play.
That's their eighth of the game.
Got to take advantage when they give you opportunities. Trailing by 11. Riley Jenkins brings it across. Right of the center circle. Has it in the center circle now. Now Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Emily Minard high post. Right winger goes to Riley to Yvonne. Give and go down the right side. Lays it up and in. Six for Yvonne, 33-24, so we've got it
under
to single
10.
Digits. 4:44 to play.
I just got to play some defense.
Sims on the dribble.
They're set up an iso play to the right side, and a good job by Yvonne to help Riley on that play.
And Emily tapped the rebound, didn't pull it in, and lost it out of bounds. And again, that's the shot of your Streaks. That's the shot you want her to take. Sims just stepped back and Coach Walker's got to be frustrated with that, but she hadn't taken her out at all tonight.
Right.
Inbound, nearly stolen away by, who was that? I think Megan Link, or no, yeah. It was Kelsey Legg over there, but they knocked it out of bounds. 4:31 to play. Streaks trail 33-24. And it comes to Sims. On the dribble. Goes left. Now pulls it back out after Kelsey cut her off. Brings it out between the circles.
Sims just 4 of 17 from the field.
Now Streaks got to watch for the back door. They got two people set up at the high post both sides. And that's how they got the back door before. Now nice job by Megan. Cut off Bell going back door. Now Sims left baseline. Nobody cuts her off. Puts it up under the basket. Shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. And it's going to go back to the Panthers.
4 of 18.
It'll be Bell to inbound from the left baseline. And then Coach Massey calls timeouts. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:08 to play. Streaks trail 33-24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
With three kids in school and sports, most days you feel like an unpaid taxi driver. Your shuttle runs from the second you leave work till sometimes 10 o'clock. But lately, you're not comfortable driving at night. You've never had a problem before, but it feels like you just can't see well.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but thanks to Kehoe Eye Care, you won't have to dread driving at night any longer. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
4:08 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers 33-24. The Rock Island Rocks having just a slightly better shooting night than the Streaks are.
Yeah, they're up 67-39 over Moline. They're 16 of 21 from downtown.
Wow.
Streaks, obviously, as I said earlier, own the state record with 22 made in a game. But I can tell you right now, I did that game. They did not shoot that well in the game.
Bell to inbound on the left baseline. And it comes to Sims, left wing. She'll bring it back out high and set the offense for the Panthers. Bella Sims. Now it's Jasmine Bell with it. And a pass knocked in the backcourt by Megan Lingenfelter. And LaFontaine able to run it down.
Oh, and unfortunately, Streaks didn't trap her back there either.
And now this foul's going to be called on. Who was there?
I don't know because I felt like Kelsey Legg gets called for it. I felt like he didn't have a good angle on that one.
Yeah, O'Brien. Yeah, he waited. O'Brien went up for the shot. It looked like he was going to wait to see whether she missed it or not. And puts her at the free throw line. Foul on Kelsey Legg as O'Brien hits another.
6 of 7 now. She's shooting well.
First foul on Kelsey. 17 fouls down the streak. So the Panthers will be shooting the rest of the night. Second shot for O'Brien, short on that one, and nearly got her own rebound. Andrea able to hold her off. Now it gets knocked away. Andrea finally gets it back, rips it away from Hunter. Now gives to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter across midcourt left side. Megan stops on the wing, swings it over. The pass is stolen away by, I think the pass got tapped by LaFontaine, and Hunter came away with it. Streaks trail by 10, 34-24, 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Sims on the dribble in the center circle, goes right, kicks out to O'Brien, top of the key, back to Sims on the right wing. Sims pulls it back out between the circles. Out high right side to O'Brien. Tapped away by Yvonne Mixon. O'Brien gets it back and kicks out to Sims out near midcourt right side with 3:05 to play. Back pass to Bell, got in there, and a shot blocked from behind by Andrea Sims. I thought she maybe got sandwiched there, and Yvonne comes away with it. They're going to call a foul on either O'Brien or LaFontaine. Who to go on? Goes on LaFontaine. That's her third.
I'm surprised Andrea didn't call for the foul. She came down from behind her, and I thought got her in the head, and Yvonne got the ball from the front, so.
We'll take it, but we got to take advantage when we get our opportunities under 3 minutes to play. Little token three-quarter court pressure from Sims. Kelsey Legg across midcourt right side. 2:49 to play. Streaks need to play with a little urgency. And it goes to Emily Miner. Mid-post. Drives in. Splits the defenders up off the glass. Missed it. Rebound. Bell comes away with a nice move by Emily Miner. Couldn't finish. Now Bell runs down. Left-hander of the paint. Rolls up and in. Bell's got 4 and make it 36-24. Quickly back the other way. Andrea Sampson to Emily mid-post. Turns right. Goes up. Faces up against O'Brien. Can't hit the shot. Rebound gets tapped out, and is coming away with it is Sims. Tried to get to LaFontaine, running the floor, overthrew her. Streaks will get it back. Trailing by 12 with 2:20 to play.
Well, that's the 10th ninth turnover of the game for UT. So Streaks have 25. They have 9.
Streaks got to play with some urgency here as Kelsey Lake brings it up across midcourt. Bounces to Yvonne between the circles. Backdoor pass to Andrea. Missed the 10-footer. I think O'Brien may have gotten a piece of it. Bell comes away with it with 2:05 to play. Now it's Sims.
I'm kind of surprised that Coach Matsky hasn't gone back to Riley Jenkins to help out with the ball handling duties here, especially with how well she was shooting earlier.
LaFontaine, nice bounce to Hunter. Made the shot somehow.
How did she make that?
I have no idea. Megan Lingenfelder got her down. She had the ball down by her waist starting to go up with it. Megan got her there, and she somehow flipped it up, and it went in, and she's got a chance at another three-point play. She had one in the third quarter. That is the second foul on Megan Lingenfelder. 1:50 to play, getting away from the Streaks here as Hunter misses. And over
that's
the back of Ryan is a nice block out by Emily Meinert. And that's just the 15 foul now on United Township. So Riley Chalkley in for the Streaks, replacing Andrea Sampson.
Streaks walking the ball up.
1:45 to play. Now Kelsey across midcourt. Yvonne, top of the key. Try to get it to Emily in the paint, and the bounce pass. I think Emily was blocked from it and didn't even see it coming in there, and the Streaks turn it over.
Well, it was one of those tough ones where the trajectory was going high to low, and it went down to the knees. Yes. Well, we're going to get fouled by Kelsey Legg, fouling Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter ran it down the right side, thought she had a lane to the basket. Kelsey reached in and got a piece of her, and Jade Hunter goes back to the free throw line with 2 shots. She's 1 for 2 on the night. With 1:36 to play. And Coach Massey's going to clear the bench now. Hunter misses the first. Lexi Tucker back in. Anna Gugliotta checks in. Also, Caitlin Pendergast and Audrey Peck check in for the Streaks. And Riley Chalkley will stay in with this group. 1:36 to play. Streaks trail 38-24. Jade Hunter at the free throw line. Second shot, missed it. Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Gives way to Riley Chalkley. She'll bring it up for the Streaks. 1:30 to play.
Who got that rebound, sorry?
Lexi. Okay. Now knocked away in midcourt. Anna Gugliotta able to run it down and gives to Riley. Riley Chalkley. Pass stolen away by LaFontaine. LaFontaine on the run down the left side. And great job by Lexi Tucker. Ran in front
that
of her.
That went out of bounds.
The ball bounced on the inline. Now we're going to have a foul called. The ball, Riley Chalkley, nice, or Lexi Tucker running past LaFontaine, and she lost the ball. But then after it came down, it bounced, and Hunter bounced it on the baseline, and they didn't call it out of bounds. Who did they call the foul on? Anna Gugliotta. That's her first. And Jade Hunter back to the free throw line with 2 more shots. Missed that one.
Well, I don't know what was going on here, but like none of the officials were on the baseline, so nobody could see that. And I'm not exactly sure what Coach Walker was waiting for to get her bench in here, but she finally brings them in.
Aubrey Sherrod Butler in. Meldrum back in. Let's see. Who's the number on the other side of the lane there? Also, somebody that's not in the...
What number?
20. I'm guessing it's Autumn. I can't remember. Lagge. I can't remember how to pronounce it. L-A-G-E as the second free throw was missed as well. Now a foul on Sherrod Butler.
Yeah, she wears 20 on the sophomore team, so maybe
they
it is.
They have it listed as 40 on the varsity, but it must be here. So Lexi Tucker will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus for the Streaks with 108 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trailing 38-24.
Lexi, 4 of 6 from the stripe on the season, making 4 of 7. She misses the first one there.
This is Sims with it with 62 seconds to play. And why is she still in? Lage, top of the key. Now it's Meldrum, who started tonight for UT.
Yeah, 2 starters in the game.
Now.
What's the issue now?
Well, he's pointing at the scoreboard. The clock was running. I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't tell, but he obviously...
I mean, Marty Flaherty was on the near side of the floor away from the scorer's table, blew the whistle, walked over, and he was looking up at the scoreboard. I don't know. Sims passes left baseline. Meldrum traveled, no call, pulls up with a runner, rolled over the top of the rim, missed it, but Sims with another rebound with 33 seconds to play. Meldrum left elbow, dribbles out to the wing. Also in Dejanique Cartwright. Now Lays drives in, misses a shot, gets her own rebound, puts it on the floor, and Lexi Tucker takes it away, and they call a jump ball. Goes back to UT with 21 seconds to play. 38-24, the Panthers lead. And it comes to Cartwright on the right baseline, right wing. It goes to Sims, bounces for Meldrum, knocked away by Anna Gugliotta.
Oh, geez. And then insult to injury right there as the ball goes off Gugliotta's, Anna's face and goes out of bounds off of her.
Meldrum inbound and threw that one away. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 11.9 to play.
There's the 10th turnover.
Riley Chalkley will bring it up for the streak to Lexi Tucker, left of the center circle, and 6 seconds to play. Audrey Peck to Riley Chalkley, right wing, 2 seconds. Streaks aren't even going to get a shot off here, and time runs out. Final score of the United Township Panthers, 38. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 24. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game and more. Streaks fall 38-24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at F&M Bank on East Main Street and also on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and at Galesburg Nissan and North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Mostly clear skies for tonight, a low down around 21, sunny for tomorrow, high 42, and for tomorrow night, mostly clear conditions, a low of 29. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall to the United Township Panthers by a final of 38-24. Streaks outscored in that fourth quarter.
Should have been 7-7.
Oh, it was 7-7. You're right. They played even like they did in the middle in the second quarter. They played at 13 apiece. So that's not how you're going to win a basketball game. So the Streaks fall 38-24. They're now 11-12 on the season. That puts United Township at 11-10. So, man, it was a tough one because even with everything not going well, turnovers, not shooting the ball well, you're still in the game until, what, midway through the fourth quarter or so, or even later than that even.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like it was another one of those games where, you know, we talked before the game that you might be able to survive not shooting well, you might be able to survive not, you know, turning the ball over too many times, but you can't have both. And it was another game where they had both. In fact, I haven't gotten done with the shooting numbers yet, but I don't think they got very many shots up in this game because of how many turnovers they had.
How many did we end up with? 27. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, and again, even with that, like you said, you had opportunities and just not able to take advantage because you just couldn't put the ball in the hole. So the Streaks fall 38-24 is the final score. We will take a timeout here and come back, and I believe we'll probably pretty quickly here get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's got to be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't. You better call Dave's.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Streaks fall to the United Township Panthers by a final score of 38-24. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson from United Township High School. Streaks now 11-12 on the year. UT moves to 11-10 as we're waiting for Streaks head coach. Oh, that was Alan that was over there talking to him. Alan's got a beard now. I didn't recognize him over there.
Oh.
Made the trip over from Des Moines here as Coach Massey makes his way to us here. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. I was trying to figure out who you were talking over there. I didn't recognize Alan with the beard.
Yeah.
Well,
growing
Coach.
Up.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, one of those nights, and we were kind of talking, you know, sometimes you can survive turnovers. Sometimes you can survive an off shooting night, but you kind of had both tonight. And boy, it's frustrating because even with that, you were in this game and seemed to have some opportunities till at least midway through that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought, you know, disappointment that they came out with so much energy and we didn't, and we didn't respond to it. And then I thought we, and we've done it before, of where we didn't make shots, and then I think we kind of became a little filled with self-pity and didn't play as hard. And then we got back. I thought, you know, Riley Jenkins did a nice job, came in and hit a couple buckets, and we got back, I think, what, five at halftime?
Yeah, yep.
And I thought, you know, we're there. We can make this happen and stuff. And then we came out the, you know, the first 4 minutes, I don't think we scored. And just I just thought in general kind of lifeless in terms of things. So Very disappointing because, you know, and it's what I said to the girls afterwards is that we don't have practices like this. That, you know, a lot of times this time of year or any time during the season, you have to, you know, stop practices and kind of get kids' attention and get them to practice hard. They practice well and stuff, but it's puzzling to see a team that will come to practice and will take instruction and will practice hard, and then in games that they like this of, and, you know, granted, some of it's execution, but it's, I don't know, it's very disappointing, and I know they're frustrated. I'm sure frustrated.
And I know you tried several different combinations, a little bit more substituting than you did. You were just kind of maybe looking for that spark, perhaps? Or,
well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you're looking for it as somebody come off the bench and kind of, you know, like there when they were extending the zone of trying to say what we got to do is attack it, you know, whether with a post, you know, in the high post or off the dribble getting into a seam, or they really didn't want to cover the corners so we could get shots there. And so talked about, you know, so one of the things is you talk to kids on the bench and they can see it, and so you hope they go in and do it that way. And sometimes you hope somebody comes out and maybe you can end up, you can light a fire under them and you know, explain to them what you're trying to do. And tried things, and tonight wasn't our night as far as, you know, pushing the right button.
Yeah, and the other tough thing is, you know, with, 27 turnovers, it just didn't even seem like you got that many shots off tonight, because it was a pretty slow-paced game because they really took their time offensively, so that kind of slowed things down, and the clock obviously wasn't your ally.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I think you had asked it in the pregame today, of, you know, talking about how this is a game and things that, you know, I going into the season, you know, I thought – you know, we would definitely be, you know, capable of making a run at being second in the conference. And what's bad now for us is you look at this is a loss that now, you know, we're really fighting to stay out of the cellar and stuff. And I didn't see that coming with this team.
And again, yeah, Yoti, because the times when they're playing well, again, we've said it time and time again, when they're playing well, they're a really good basketball team. It's just kind of, it's been kind of one of those strange years here, and again, you know, and it's not a case where you come out and say, hey, that other team was just really, really good and they just beat us. That, you know, you had your opportunities, and it's not like they came out and played a great basketball game to beat you.
No, I mean, really, you know, look in this area of the state, I mean, mm-hmm. You've got Morton and you got Richwoods that have, you know, really good records. And, you know, I mean, that are just eye-popping as far as record. And obviously Rock Island, you know, is very good. Moline's got a good record. But after that, I mean, there aren't, you know, there's a lot of teams that are, you know, 14-9 and 500 and stuff like that, that this would be a year where there's a lot of opportunities to get something done. And it's, sadly, it's just not happening for us this year. But, you know, we've got 8 regular season games left that, you know, what we got to do, view it as, is that we have been playing better. Tonight we didn't, is maybe we get ourselves, you know, back on the right track.
Well, a busy week. So the 2 games left, both on Saturday in the Martin Luther King tournament, LaSalle Peru, Morton, of course, on Saturday night. And I guess, you know, every time you step on the floor, you're going to have to play good basketball. Didn't, I mean, like you said, even with the teams that, we've seen a lot of teams similar records to us that have kind of at times played like us, I think. So I guess, you know, you just have to perform when you get out there, no matter what the record is of the team you're playing.
Right, yeah. I mean, LaSalle Peru, you know, they've been kind of up and down, that they lost their both their post players to injury, and then they lost some games poorly, and then they've kind of regrouped, and now, you know, they had a big win against Ottawa on Tuesday, I think it was. And so, you know, now the concern, they're playing better. And then, as we know, Morton, they'll be very disciplined and play very good defense. So we'll have challenges.
Coach, we always appreciate you taking some time to come up and talk with us afterwards, and we will talk to you Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 38-24 is the final score. And we'll come back and run down our post-game stats and name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. 38-24, the final score. United Township with a win over the Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks fall, final score 38-24. The United Township Panthers defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here, United Township High School. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Not a whole lot of good to talk about, just not a whole lot to talk about on the stats for the stats individually for the Streaks. Streaks led their two post players with 6 points apiece. Emily Miner, 6 on 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. Yvonne Mixon, 6 on 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. Just didn't get the ball enough.
Right.
Let's see, 3 points for Lauren Campbell on a 3-pointer. Let's see, we had Riley Jenkins with 7 points on the night, a couple of 2s and a 3, kind of sparked him there in that second quarter. Let's see, we had 2 points for Andrea Sampson on a basket. Lexi Tucker, 0 for 1 for the line. She didn't score. Nobody else scored for the Streaks. 2 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 3-pointers. For United Township, a couple of players in double figures. 13 for Riley O'Brien on 3 baskets, 6 for 8 from the line. 10 points for the freshman Bella Sims, 3 threes, 3 twos, a 3, and 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Davey Morgan on a 3 and a 2. 5 points for Jade Hunter on a basket, and or 2 baskets, excuse me, and 1 for 6 from the free throw line. 4 points for Jasmine Bell on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Brandy LaFontaine on a basket. A couple of 3-pointers and 7 for 15 from the free throw line for the Panthers.
Well, team stats not pretty. The Streaks turned the ball over 27 times. Not much more you can say about it than that. 10 turnovers for UT. Streaks did out rebound the Panther 36-31. However, got out rebounded on the offensive end 14-11, including 8 offensive rebounds in that second half, and most of which I think came out in that third quarter for UT. Streaks or UT shot at 14 of 54 from the field, so they did not shoot the ball all that well. 2 of 12 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 10 of 35, just 2 of 16 from distance. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Emily Miner, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. Yvonne Mixon had 8 boards, a steal, and a block. Deja Range had a rebound and a steal. Lauren Campbell had a pair of assists. Chloe McCarthy, 2 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks. Alexia Tucker, 3 rebounds. Andrea Sampson had 7 boards and an assist. Megan Lingenfelter had 1 rebound. Riley Jenkins had an assist, and Kelsey Lay, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 3 blocks.
Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we considered, you know, not naming one because we do have that option when just, you know, nothing really goes right, and we don't feel that there was a time that anybody necessarily did anything that deserved it. And I considered that, but Eric brought up a good point that, you know, the Streaks did have a point where they made a comeback, only scored 2 points in that first quarter and trailed, 7-2, came back and played even in that second quarter, down 20-15 at halftime after having, they got down a little bit more than that, didn't they, early in that second quarter. But anyway, this young lady came in and really sparked them offensively, and she's been really more of a ball handler coming in for this team. But as of late, she's shown that she can hit from the perimeter, hit one from behind the arc, and had a couple more right inside that. And we've seen a pretty good stroke from this young lady.
Yeah, we're going to go with the freshman, Riley Jenkins. Riley, a nice game from her. I mean, 7 points, one assist, but the bigger story there is the fact that she was able to get some timely points for the Streaks. I mean, her 5 points came in the second quarter when the Streaks were trying to climb back into this one, and then she added another two there in the fourth when the Streaks were making their one last effort to try to get back into it. But that's a career varsity high for her with the 7 points. And she looked – Sims was playing really good defense and was really hawking the ball, and she was holding her own. And that was a freshman-on-freshman battle, and, you know, you see a little bit of the future of the conference right there between the two of them.
So Riley Jenkins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, Streaks fall here tonight, 38-24. Next action will be on Saturday. Well, pregame Saturday morning, but first game Saturday at noon, 11:40 pregame, noon for the scheduled tip against the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers, and then again Saturday evening, 6 o'clock scheduled tip, 5:40 pregame against the Morton Potters. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys hosting the Quincy Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman, around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. It's a green out night and hope for hoops night as they bring awareness for organ and tissue donation tomorrow night. And if you get there early enough, you can get a free green T-shirt to wear. It has the Streaks logo on the front of it. And if not, wear your green anyway. Don't wear blue, though. They're playing Quincy.
Right.
But we thank Mark Thomas for joining us on the air this morning to talk about that coming up tomorrow night. All right.
Before we sign off, I want to go over the scores. Some interesting scores from around the conference. Quincy with a 41-38 win in overtime as Espinoza hit a three at the buzzer to win it for the Blue Devils.
Wow.
And mind you, they were up 22-10 at halftime, so they let that all dissipate, and they only scored 2 points in the third quarter.
Of course, that was over Alleman.
Right, and that was over Alleman down in Quincy. Now, the more impressive thing, and I can't wait till we play Moline again because I'm going to implore you to ask about this. The final score of the Rocky Moline game, 95-64. So I'm going to go out on a pretty strong limb and guess that Coach Hoover did not pull the dogs off and went all after, because after three quarters of play, they were up 74-49.
Wow.
So they scored 21 points in that fourth quarter. Bree Beal finished the game with 35 points.
Wow.
Chris Lynn Carr finished the game with 34 points.
How many threes did they end up with?
I haven't seen that stat yet. But
they had, 14?
They
were
at 16.
That's right.
16 of 21. And that game was played at Wharton. And Alana Crompton finished with 17-11. So she got her 16th straight double-double. So,
wow.
But, yeah, I'll be interested to know what Coach Santa Mora says about how that game went, because – you know, you're running it up on a conference foe.
Mm-hmm.
That's never a good idea, because eventually players graduate and it's going to come back on you.
You got one more year with Bree Beal. Carr's gone after this year, but the well, I'm not going to say the well is dry, but that kind of well is dry. I mean, two Division I players.
Well, we'll see who's on the other side of the river.
Exactly. And we got the girl, Anwar, that's 6'5 or whatever she is, see if she develops. All right. Okay, so the Streaks fall 38-24. Galesburg High boys basketball tomorrow night. Two girls' games on Saturday. Streaks fall 38-24. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Arita saying goodnight from East Moline.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.